Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about a subject that doesn't feel very Christmassy, but if you're like me, I mean, it's like, we're now the day after Christmas, so let's move on. Let's get ready for the new year. I want to give you a thought about superiority. Now, I want to be careful that you hear my heart behind this, because when I looked in the mirror and read and shared these words to myself, I got a bit of a sting to it. So I want to offer thee, these are some thoughts from a really bright guy by the name of Jim Dennison. And when I read them, I wanted to paraphrase a little bit and wanted to share a little of his thoughts, but he deserves the credit for this thought. He wrote an article called How Superiority Serves Satan. And when I caught that, I thought, oh my stars, how great is this? Well, the same day I read that, I heard one of our pastors on staff in a staff meeting say, you know, one of the things that is so easy to do as you prepare for New Year's is to judge someone else's motives. And I thought, oh my stars, that's good. So the passage that my team member brought up was, judge not lest you be judged. And that these are the words of Scripture, but I want to give you another idea, and here it is. An attitude of spiritual superiority accomplishes only four goals, all of them, they can grab credit from Satan himself. Are you ready? Number one, it will blind me to my own sins. Jesus said in Matthew 7:3, why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Number two, it keeps me from ministering effectively and caring and serving others effectively. I mean, who enjoys spending time with judgmental people who consider themselves better than others? I got to tell you, I have learned the hard way how easy it is to have a critical, judgmental spirit, but I've also realized nobody wants to hang out with that person. Number three, it keeps me from praying effectively for others. One of the greatest writers of all time, Oswald Chambers, said this, discernment is God's call to intercession, never to fault finding. Is that not brilliant? Discernment is God's call to intercession, never to fault finding. And then four, it tempts me to pride, which always goes before destruction. Proverbs 16:18 makes that state that pride comes before the fall. If I refuse to commit a particular sin, but then I become proud of my own holiness, guess who wins? Not God, not me, but Satan himself. One of the consequences of our immoral culture is the sense of spiritual superiority, and it can engender in Christians who resist it. The great author C.S. Lewis described the inner ring, meaning the people that we gather together and are sure that we're all moral and upright, as composed of the people who always know. I mean, when you grew up, did you like a know-it-all? You know what? I'm 59. I still don't like a know-it-all, and when I act like a know-it-all, nobody wants to be around me. Friend, listen, don't judge a man by where he is. Philippians chapter 2, Paul says, humility is the fount from which courageous compassion drinks. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Oh man, C.S. Lewis makes this point about don't judging another man where he is. Listen to the words. Don't judge a man by where he is because you don't know how far he's come. As you get ready to prepare for a new year, don't find superiority in judging others. Find humility as God judges you. My friend, I hope that this has been your greatest year. We're going to introduce a new product to you starting the 7th of January. We already have the weekday podcast, but we will be cranking out the weekday podcast and a weekday meditation for you starting Monday the 7th, and I can't wait to share that with you. God bless you. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.